Good morning and welcome to Blueprint for Wealth. I'm Wayne Zell and I am your host of this fast-paced half hour of special topics and special guests designed to help you realize your personal dreams of wealth and freedom. So sit back with your cup of coffee and your Danish and hopefully you'll get some content out of this show that you can use in your everyday life. Blueprint for Wealth is brought to you by the law firm of Odin, Feldman, and Pittleman. Our office is located in Reston, Virginia, and we have clients all across the D.C. metro area and across the country. If you'd like to know more about the firm, visit us on the web at ofplaw.com. Or if you'd like to make an appointment with one of our attorneys, please call us at 703-218-2100. And what I'd like to do is tell you a little bit about where the show is headed in the next several months. After March, we're going to begin a new branding of Odin, Feldman, and Pittleman on the radio, and we'll have a new name for the show. So you won't be hearing Blueprint for Wealth. You'll be hearing a different name, which we will reveal, hopefully, in our next couple of shows. And in that transition, you'll also be introduced to some of my partners who are experts in other areas of the law. I'll be reappearing as a special guest from time to time on the show, and then I'll be taking a month later on in the year to revisit tax, estate planning, and business planning topics of interest to you. Next month, my partner John Frieden will take over, and he'll be talking about starting an online business, soup to nuts, so I'll probably be one of his introductory guests to talk about choosing the right entity for that, but he's got a whole lineup of topics to deal with that special topic of starting an online business. And then in May, my partner Dave Zangrilli will take over to talk about special issues arising from his practice in divorce and family law, and hopefully we'll also introduce some of our partners in the bankruptcy law section. In June, my partner Stephen Cobb will take over to talk with some of our political folks in the community, as well as talking about crisis management. In July, my real estate department is going to talk about the ins and outs of choosing a location for commercial leasing, how to negotiate a commercial lease, and how to design a build-out, and actually how to implement a build-out using our firm as an example. Lastly, in August, and we've got this all mapped out very nicely, in August, my partner Matthew Keller will join us to talk about various issues of interest in government contracting. There's a lot to talk about in that area, and he may even have some special guests to introduce you to. I'll be back in September to talk more about tax, business planning, and estate planning. So we've got a lineup of very exciting ideas and topics ahead, so stay tuned for that. Today, I'm going to focus on the discussion that many of you as homeowners are thinking about giving your property to your kids, but don't want to incur any kind of gift or estate tax. And you can do this by moving your home out of your estate with a special type of trust known as a qualified personal residence trust, also known as a QPERT. This allows the homeowner to live in the property or use the property for many years before passing it on to your heirs. These trusts have been around for many years, and many of us estate planners now say that it's a good time to set one of these up as long as real estate values continue to be at a low level, particularly in the outlying counties. If you own property in McLean and Arlington and D.C., you may not have experienced the drop in values that others have. And values are recovering, but while there is recovery, there's still a lot of appreciation to occur. So let's take Tom and Margie, who put their lakeside cottage that they may have in Michigan in a QPERT. Well, QPERTs are one of a number of strategies that we as wealth advisors and estate planners recommend to our clients to cope with a beaten down financial market and the depressed real estate landscape. Our goal? Put these assets into trusts now and reap the benefits from their appreciation outside of your estate. So with a real estate value that is depressed, like in certain markets, particularly outside of the D.C. area, executing a QPERT now ensures that your estate will not contain a more expensive property down the road. That could trigger a costly tax bill for your estate and therefore for your heirs. So activity in QPERTs remains quiet these days because of uncertainty over the future of real estate values. But there is certainty in the estate planning world in terms of where our estate tax laws are today. As of January the 2nd, of course, Congress enacted the American Taxpayer Relief Act of 2012, which included a permanent increase in the exemption for estate tax per person lifetime to $5.25 million. And of course, if you are married, that equals $10.5 million. So there is some certainty there. The use of Q-perts also has been quiet because as interest rates decline, the use of Q-perts aren't quite as good. And I'll explain that to you in a second. By transferring your home or your second home into a Q-Pert when the value is low, you're locking in a lower gift tax amount when you move the home into the trust. If interest rates move higher in the months and years ahead, that discount could be even greater because of the special method the IRS uses to compute the home's gift tax value. As Janine Racanelli, who's head of the advice lab at J.P. Morgan Chase & Company, said, "We're probably heading to a time where it may be the perfect storm of market conditions that make it the best time to set up a Q-Pert." A lawyer at another firm says that his firm executed about 50% more Q-Perts in 2008 and 2007 than it did in previous years. These trusts are particularly popular in California and Florida, where home prices have dropped the most and haven't recovered even in recent years. The nuts and bolts, here's how it works. Well, I told you about Tom and Margie. Let's say they're 60 years old and they own a $1 million home and they want to leave that home to their kids. And let's say it's located in Michigan and the value of that home has been depressed. They worry that the property could increase the value of their estate, perhaps pushing it high enough to trigger an estate tax. And again, it's $5.25 million per person in 2013, with the highest estate tax rate at 40%. To move the asset out of their estate, they can put the home into a Q-Pert for a term of 10 or even 20 years. The terms can be longer or shorter depending on your individual situation. For those 10 years, your living arrangements don't change. Tom and Margie can continue to use the second home in Michigan just as they always have. They'll continue to use it, live in it, pay all the expenses, including the property taxes. Because you've transferred the title of the home to the Q-Pert, you'll have to file a gift tax return. Tom and Margie will have to file a gift tax return in the year of the transfer. So if it's 2013, they'll file a gift tax return by April the 15th of 2014. But they stand to benefit from a complex IRS formula that actually discounts the gift when you move the home into the trust. Assuming the value doesn't push them over their lifetime gift tax exemption, which is $5.25 million, they will never have to pay taxes on the gift. The formula considers age, the IRS's current applicable federal rate, which is a very low rate right now, as low as it's really below 3% right now for trusts that are below 10 years. If it's 10 years or more, it would be around 2.9%. Assuming your home appreciates at a rate of 4% a year, the formula can nearly halve the value of your house for gift tax purposes. So instead of being deemed to give a $1 million asset, you're actually being deemed to give a $500,000 asset today. At the end of 10 years, the home either transfers directly to your beneficiaries, which may be your kids, or a trust for their benefit. At this point, they or the trust owns the home and it's outside of the estate and won't be subject to estate tax. When the Q-Pert expires, let's say the house is now worth $1.5 million. Assuming you live well into your 70s or 80s, it may even be worth more than that. If Tom and Margie or you want to remain in the house, you'll have to pay rent to the kids and it has to be at a fair market rental rate. Or you'll run afoul of the IRS, which could scrutinize your kids as allowing rent-free use of the property, which results in a gift back to you of the property usage. When you die, the kids or the trust keeps the house, and you don't have to pay any inheritance taxes. So I mentioned Tom and Margie. They bought a lakeside cottage in Petoskey, Michigan, near the northern tip of the state. And over the years, the couple and their three daughters spent summers there and used the spot for Christmas and holiday reunions. And the home also had some historical value. As the Williamses entered their 60s, they sought some estate planning advice, and they determined to keep the property near and dear to them and in the family. They turned it over to a 10-year Cupert, and at the time that they turned it over, it only had a value of $300,000. Way back when they turned it over, the applicable federal rate was much higher, so the gift tax value was even lower than the actual fair market value. By the time they passed the property on to the kids, the property had nearly tripled in value, and they didn't use but only a fraction of their gift tax exemption. So they were able to shift the asset out of their estate for significant gift and estate tax savings. But remember some of the quirks associated with these trusts. It's an irrevocable trust, meaning that you have to give up the home when the term of the trust ends. And it only makes sense if you anticipate that your assets are going to exceed the estate tax exemption when you die. So if you're below the $5.25 million exemption or $10.5 million for married filing jointly, a Cupert may not be the choice for you. In any event, if you need more help in figuring out whether a Cupert works for you, give us a call and give me a call at 703-218-2177 or visit us on the web at ofplaw.com. I'm Wayne Zell, and you're listening to Blueprint for Wealth.